Colorado's newest member of the House of Representatives has attracted a lot of attention in the opening days of her first term, and there are already calls for Republican Lauren Boebert to resign or be expelled from Congress. During last year's campaign, the political newcomer inspired both excitement and anger among voters, and since the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last week, she's come under new scrutiny. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg reports.
We start the story back on January 6th, shortly before the siege of the U.S. Capitol. A number of Republicans in the House of Representatives were taking a stand against the certification of the Electoral College results. One of them was Colorado's new Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, best known for her support of gun rights and President Trump.
Madam Speaker, I have constituents outside this building right now. I promise my voters to be their voice.
Boebert was objecting to counting Arizona's Electoral College votes, which had already been upheld in federal court.
Are we not a government of, by, and for the people? They know that this election is not right, and as their representative, I am sent here to represent them. I will not allow the people to be ignored.
It was Boebert's first speech before Congress. Her supporters loved it. But critics roasted the debut and said a tweet she sent that morning helped spark the day's violence. It read, "Today is 1776. Outside Boebert's Grand Junction office a few days later, a small group of protesters and counter-protesters argued. Debbie Fisk and her husband Robert drove 40-plus miles to voice their opposition to the congresswoman.
She's actually got blood on her hands now for doing what she's done.
I agree. She's part of that. Part of it.
Yeah, she is. She incited it, and she needs to be punished for it.
During the attack on the Capitol, Boebert tweeted when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had been removed from House chambers. Some critics say that was an attempt to give Pelosi's location to the rioters. Boebert denied the charge. Still, nearly 70 elected officials in her district sent a letter to House leaders asking for an investigation into Boebert's actions. Protester Robert Fisk said he wasn't surprised that her first days in office had gone badly.
She kind of did what I would have expected her to do, is say a bunch of dumb stuff like you expected, because she was saying a bunch of dumb stuff before.
About half the crowd was supporting Boebert, including Doug Thompson.
I find it just incredible that somebody's going to be upset, so upset by this young lady that they're out here making accusations against her already, and it's just wrong. And she is a great American, and a great American story.
A young mom of four who bootstrapped her way to owning her own gun-friendly restaurant and unseating a five-term congressman. As for the 1776 tweet that touched off the protest, Thompson hadn't seen it, but thought people were reading too much into it.
I guarantee you, if she said it, I'll support it, because I know where her heart is.
On Twitter, Boebert denounced the violence at the Capitol and doubled down on baseless claims of voter fraud. In an email to Here and Now, she said claims she was trying to give Speaker Nancy Pelosi's location to the rioters are false and offensive. She also defended calling out New York Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney after he said he'd learned a member of Congress had given the rioters a tour of the Capitol before they stormed it. Boebert had said Maloney was implying it was her, though he never mentioned her name. Last week, Boebert gave her second speech before Congress, lambasting the effort to impeach President Trump.
Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachments that further divide our country. I call bullcrap.
Meanwhile, voters in this part of Colorado seem more divided over Boebert than ever. Ray Langston, chairman of the Republican Party in Montrose County, has faith in her and believes she'll learn to work across the aisle.
And especially being in the minority party, she will have to. One congressman can't accomplish anything unless 217 others agree with them. So I really think she will do well, and I really hope she does.
Kim Culver, a Democrat in the small town of Crawford, thinks Boebert is in over her head.
It's more about attention and look at me than actually trying to help her constituents.
But Culver says she still holds out hope that Boebert will move beyond all that and figure out what her district really needs. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.